From the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, it's the 917th broadcast of your Grand Ole Opry, starring the Texas troubadour, Ernest Tubb.
I love the women and I love them all the same. I love the women and I love them all the same. But I don't love nobody well enough to change her name. The women make a fool out of me. My papa scolded me and my mama sits and cries. Lord, my papa scolded me, and my mama just sits and cries. Said I had too many women for any little boy my size. The women make a fool out of me. Oh, Billy Bird now. Take a girl to dinner, she hangs around my neck. When I take a girl out to dinner, she hangs around my neck. She always pays a taxi, why she even pays a check. The women make a fool out of me. Thank you, friends, and to all of our good neighbors of the Grand Ole Opry, a real warm welcome. Grant Turner, tell the folks who's coming over tonight.
Well, there's Rod Beanie Brassfield, Chet Atkins, Del Wood, the Old Hickory Singers, the Opry Square Dancers, and all the Opry gang.
And when you add our special guest to that list, you've really got something, because our guest tonight is our good buddy Hank Lachlan. Well, goodbye, Cracker. We're going to keep things moving right along here and bring out four fellows who come up with a good song each and every time they put their heads together. So let's have it for the Old Hickory Singers with Are You From Dixie, boys?
Hello there, stranger. How do you do? There's something I'd like to say to you. Don't be surprised. You recognize. I'm no detective, but I just surmise. You're from a place where I long to be. Your smiling face seems to say to me, you're from my own land, my honey homeland. Tell me, can it be? Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beckon to me. I'm glad to see you. Tell me, how do you? And the friends I'm longing to see. If you're from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina, any place below the Mason-Dixon line, then you're from Dixie. Hooray for Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie too. Are you from Dixie? I said from Dixie, where the fields of cotton beckon to me. I'm glad to see you. Tell me, how be you? And the friends I'm longing to see. If you're from Alabama, Tennessee, or Carolina, any place below the Mason-Dixon line, then you're from Dixie. Hooray for Dixie, 'cause I'm from Dixie.
I'm from Dixie.
I'm from Dixie too.
Ah, mighty fine, fellas. Thank you a whole lot. Well, so you know, this next fellow has been visiting with us so often that we're just about ready to give him a permanent chair on the old front porch. He's back because he always brings us some fine country singing. So let's give a great big Grand Ole Opry welcome to Hank Lachlan. How about it, huh? Oh, Hank, it's real good to have you back with us once again at the Grand Ole Opry, buddy.
Thank you, Ernest. Say, didn't I see you in Peel Town, Texas a few weeks ago?
Well, Hank, you could have, because we get around all over the country by cracky. And this coming Friday night, you know, we're going to be up in good old Grand Rapids, Michigan, and all next week up that way, along with Johnny and Jack, Miss Kitty Wells, the Wilburn Brothers, and a whole bunch of us.
Well, you're sure traveling around a lot, aren't you?
Well, you're not doing so bad yourself. I heard that you folks, you just got back with a whole bunch from over in Europe and Germany and all over there, huh?
Yes, I did. I just got back the second from Germany and England, and I had a lot of fun over there in that part of the country, in the world, I should say.
Well, I'm sure the folks had a lot of fun along with you, Hank. But, you know, all this travel talk is keeping you from singing, my boy. So how about a real good song?
Well, I'd like to do one, Ernie, that's on the hit parade over in Germany right now. It's A Good Woman's Love.
That's a good one, yes, sir.
I was a rover on land and on sea, till a good woman's love made a new man of me. Life had no meaning, it was so incomplete, till a good woman's love put me back on my feet. Instead of roaming, I go home in the evening, and she's waiting there. And I know that no matter what happens, she'll always care. And when the night falls and the moon shines above, with a dream and a good woman's love. Instead of roaming, I go home in the evening, and she's waiting there. She'll always care. And when the night falls and the moon shines above, I'm a man with a dream and a good woman's love and a crazy woman's love.
Hank, by the way, you know tomorrow starts National Grand Ole Opry Week. And that means a salute to fine Prince Albert smoking tobacco, too, because PA and the Grand Ole Opry go hand in hand like old friends. PA has given pipe smokers the world over a world of pleasure, just like Grand Ole Opry music.
A lot of natural entertainment.
Yes, sir, like PA's natural tobacco taste. Pipe smokers know that PA alone keeps all the flavor nature puts in tobacco, and then brings it out richer and finer.
A lot of good, easy-going country ballads.
Absolutely. Like PA's easy-going comfort. Comfort you get every time you pack your pipe with good PA. And for extra measure, PA's always fresh, always crimp cut to burn long, even, and cool. So you make it, men. PA lets you roll a neat, tasty smoke every time.
So a salute to country music during Grand Ole Opry Week.
And every week, a nod to Prince Albert for pipe smokers and making men. It's the naturally tasty National Joy Smoke. Well, sir, all the Grand Ole Opry square dancers are traveling right along to the tune of a real old-time hoedown. Tommy Jackson fiddling the Arkansas Traveler, so let's join right in with them, neighbors. How about it?
Wait, 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 wait
Well, sir, as you know, neighbors, you know, we like to go back over the old sacred songs and pick out one for you each Saturday night here at the Opry. And tonight, our choice is one called What a Friend We Have in Jesus. What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. What peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. A friend so faithful, who will all our sorrows share. Jesus knows our every weakness. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, folks. Thanks a lot. You know, we got a good friend of yours standing right over there just raring to pick for you. So what do you say that we all sort of ease over and enjoy a song called Cruising Down the River, played extra special by Mr. Guitar himself, Chet Atkins. Mighty good, Chet, my boy. Thank you. Well, you know, we always get a big kick out of it when one of our grand old Opry stars does something kind of special. On May the 28th, there's a new Edith Kazan motion picture going to premiere in Hollywood, Chicago, and New York. A picture called A Face in the Crowd, starring Andy Griffith. And by cracky, one of those faces belongs to our own Rod Beanie Brassfield. Hi, Rodney. Good to see you, boy.
Oh, Texas, tootin' is good to see you. You know, Ernest, I laughed a while ago till my stomach just hurt. I was over at Uncle Sipe's Snip Snap Bite restaurant.
Yeah?
He was asleep. There wasn't no business. And he sat down in that old rocking chair and went to sleep. Want to throw a dog to the little old boy. He's got one of them little two-dice firecrackers. And slipped it up under the back of his toupee.
Put it up under his toupee.
Yeah, and lit it.
Oh, no, Rod. Well, what did Uncle Sipe do then, Rod?
Oh, that old man blowed his top.
Oh,
He talks too much anyhow. Poor old Uncle Si, but he just talks too much anyhow.
I think so, too.
You remember Robert. Mrs. Charlie Ooten that used to live in Hornwall?
Oh, yeah. And
Mrs. Ooten.
Mrs. Ooten. She moved out to Texas.
Yeah, moved out there around Longview somewhere. Yeah. Anyhow, she was back in Hornwall visiting not long ago.
Uh-huh.
And during that hot spell we had, that one we've had this year.
Uh-huh.
And, down talking to Uncle Sipe there one day, and the sweater just rolled it off Uncle Sipe. He turned around to her and says, Mrs. Ooten, how is your husband standing this heat these days?
Uh-huh.
The poor old thing didn't know that her husband died 2 years ago.
Oh.
He's always talking too much, that's all. I called him up from Birmingham the other day. I got down there in Birmingham messing around and got stuck. I lost, run out of money.
Yeah, I heard something about
that. I couldn't get on home. I called him up on the phone, asked him to loan me $10.
Yeah.
I says, Uncle Sipe, this is Rod. I want to borrow $10 till I get home. He says, how's that, Rod? I says, I want to borrow $10. Loan me $10.
Mm-hmm.
He jiggled the telephone. He says, I must have a bad connection. I can't hear a word you're saying. About that time, the operator spoke up, and she said, well, there ain't a thing in the world wrong with that telephone. You've got a perfect connection. I can hear every word he's saying. Mm-hmm. Uncle Sipe says, that's fine. You just loan him the $10 then, smart. Ernest, me and him went over to Leonard Cowley's house this morning. Leonard's old cow had a calf last night, prettiest little white-faced thing you ever saw.
Sure enough.
He wanted us to go down to the barn and see it, and his wife was sitting on the back porch a-churning, see?
Yeah.
Well, I spoke to her, and we went on down to the barn, looked at the calf, come back, and she was still churning, but she had her back to us and didn't see us when we come in the back door. And Leonard, he's always up to some kind of mischief, you know. He says, shh, boys, watch me surprise her. And he reached over and kissed her twice on the back of the neck. She didn't even look up nor quit churning or nothing. She just spoke up and says, better leave 100 pounds today, John. We're going to make some ice cream this evening.
Oh.
Ernest, his wife, Leonard's wife, used to teach school.
Yeah, I remember that,
Yeah,
Ron,
she's a school teacher, good one, too. She always said that a pat on the back would help a feller to develop character.
Mm-hmm.
That is, if it was applied young enough, and often enough, and low enough.
Oh.
Well, I swear I've got to go. I've been here long enough. I'm on my way down to that there place where you get that there salt or something vaccine for polio.
Polio shots, yeah.
Yeah.
I think everybody's taking
it. I've got to go get me a shot of that stuff, see?
You should.
Everybody's got to have it.
Yeah.
Everybody's got to be vaccinated except the policeman.
Except the, well, why not the policeman, Rod?
Well, Ernest Flitter, they never catch nothing nowhere.
Oh. Rod, you just won't do, boy.
Now, Mr. Ernest, you let me alone while I... Excuse me, I got something to figure out here. Let's see. CCPAOCB.
Wait a minute, Rod. That sounds like a bunch of federal bureaus to me.
No, them abbreviations ain't got nothing to do with the government. I'm figuring out a way for the fellas to roll their own fine-making cigarettes.
CC?
Yeah, that there's crimp cut. You need tobacco that's crimp cut to roll easy and neat. Not dribble out the ends and blow around.
Well, how about PA and OCB?
Prince Albert smoking tobacco an OCB paper. You're not only sure of smooth rolling, you're positive of real good, cool smoking. Mild and tasty smoking.
Well, that's because PA has that natural tobacco taste. Yes, sir, pipe smokers are making men enjoy the national joy smoke.
Prince Albert, by Ned. Prince Albert.
It's a natural taste, and that's the test that proves Prince Albert is naturally best. It smokes so cool, more men say, give me mild and mellow PA.
Well, sir, I think it's about time we had another song from our real special guest star. So what do you think, neighbors? Another great big grand old Opry hand for Hank Lachlan.
Hey!
Hank, my boy. Come over here and tell us what you have in store for us this time.
Ernie, I'd like to do my very latest release on RCA, Going Home All By Myself.
That's a good
one. I'm so tired of going home all by myself. Me starting to miss my love on the ship. A day you say I do will be the day my dreams come true. 'Cause I'm so tired of going home all by myself. If you want me, now's the time to tell me, dear. We've waited now these so many years. I need you every way. I'm so lonely night and day. And I know I've shed at least a million tears. 'Cause I'm so tired, I'm going home all by myself. Please, darling, don't place my love on the shelf. The day you say I do will be the day my dreams come true. But tonight, I'm going home all by myself. Hey, 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 hey.
Oh, mighty fine, Hank. That's a real pretty one, boy. Thank you a whole lot. Well, sir, you know, one of our Opry favorites is just back from a long, successful trip to Europe. So I want to hear a real welcome home for the queen of the country piano, Miss Dale Wood. How about it, huh? Here's Dale doing the Chinese breakdown, huh? Thank you so much there, Miss Dale Wood. Her brand new record number there, the Chinese Breakdown. Neighbors, I'd like to sort of pay my respects and sort of salute Grand Ole Opry Week beginning tomorrow, May the 5th through the 12th. And I'd like to dedicate this song especially in honor of our Grand Ole Opry Week. I'm so proud to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry family. Here's our new one called Don't Forbid Me. Billy. Now don't forbid me to hold you tight. Darling, don't forbid me to hold you tight. Let me hold you in my loving arms. 'Cause it's cold and I can keep you warm. Now don't forbid me to kiss your lips. My darling, don't forbid me to kiss your lips. Let me kiss you, please, baby, please. Cause it's cold and your lips might freeze. There's a strong west wind a-blowing, and there's a big blue moon above. And pretty baby, I'll be knowing you need some heartwarming love. So don't forbid me to talk sweet talk. Baby, don't forbid me to talk sweet talk. Let me fill your little heart with fire. Cause it's cold and your mind desires. Oh, baby, burn up. There's a strong west wind a-blowing, and there's a big blue moon above. And pretty baby, I'll be knowing you need some heartwarming love. So don't forbid me to hold you tight. Darling, don't forbid me to hold you tight. Let me hold you in my loving arms. Cause it's cold, oh so cold, and I can keep you warm.
Thank you so much, neighbors, and we really had a fine time visiting with all you folks, and we hope that you'll be on hand next week for some more Grand Ole Opry singing, dancing, and fun. We'll come calling for you in the old buckboard, and up in the driver's seat will be our good buddy Hawkshaw Hawkins, and Hawk's bringing along pretty Miss Jean Shepherd. Till then, this is Ernest Tubbs saying thanks for everything, and remember, be better to your neighbors, and you're going to have better neighbors. And we'll be seeing you next Saturday night at the Grand Ole Opry.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Now taste the full, rich flavor of Camel's special blend. The finest taste in smoking, on that you can depend. Now Camels are a real smoke, they never let you down. The largest selling brand today of all the kinds around.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
Discover the difference between just smoking and Camels. Enjoy the largest selling cigarette today. Have a real cigarette. Have a Camel. They've really got it.
C-A-M-E-L, a real cigarette. Have a real cigarette, a Camel cigarette.
This program is broadcast to our armed forces around the world by Armed Forces Radio Service and was brought to you by WSM, affiliated with the National Broadcasting Company. This is Monitor, the NBC Radio Service.